Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Getting back to Afghanistan, the Taliban, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said that the Taliban are now giving reprisals against UN staff. Now, the United Nations is multinational, as you know. And when we send United Nations troops in, it's simply that different states, different countries have different quotas, and countries that are poorer frequently like sending military units because they get paid, they get some cash, and so on. And Antonio Guterres has said he's urged UN staff to evacuate. UN staff to evacuate. They normally would be in any troubled area, because they're not Americans by and large. There's some, but very few. They're not Europeans. They're the worldwide community. It's the United Nations. Now, the Canadian head of mission, a woman, is working out of Kazakhstan, and other European heads of missions and workers of the UN are getting out, and may have already many of them gotten out. But there are 3,000 Afghans who work for the UN in Kabul, 3,000. 3,000. Remember, their major crop in Afghanistan is opium. Some of the fringe areas, the lawless boundary areas, it's kidnapping. What they do is they'll swoop in, kidnap a kid from a wealthy family. They don't hurt them. They feed them. They treat them well. They get ransom, give them back, and then they'll kidnap them again. As a pathetic Islamic jihadist society. That's what it is. Well, with the UN, if you can get a job with the American mission, American military, the UN, you're golden. You get a paycheck, get treated well, and so forth. So there are 3,000 Afghans. Now, the Taliban is going door to door hunting and killing people who cooperate with Americans. And they're going door to door hunting and frankly, village to village, just seizing women, killing, or in some cases beating women who they think are dressed immodestly, that kind of thing. But for them to go after Afghans who work for the UN, I think that a lot of this, the leadership has got to understand something. We're torn between genocide and chaos. We could easily bomb them all and get rid of the Taliban, but we'd also be getting rid of a lot of Afghans. We can't have that. They insist on their own degradation, servility to this kind of sadistic doctrine. But if they start killing Afghans who work for the UN, who dispense humanitarian aid, there ain't going to be any humanitarian aid. And the problem is there are about 35 or 6 million people in Afghanistan, and they're all going to be hungry, and you got to get them food. The Taliban has already seized and diverted about 500 million in humanitarian aid. They've already done that. What do you do when, in effect, warlords, sadistic warlords, steal and divert or destroy aid that's sent to the country to feed the people? And then when you go into your military to disperse it, they kill them or they attack them, and then you have to kill them. This is the degradation of that culture and that society. So stand by. Those 3,000 Afghans who work for the UN, if they come under attack more than they have, and right now they're being urged to evacuate, and that's just great. Evacuate where? Go to the Kabul airport? Good luck. Try to get on a plane. What other airport are you going to go to? The fact is that it's a mess, and they are going after them. One other thing that happened, and I want to turn to something I think is a very, very good development here in Wisconsin. Tommy Thompson is the head of the UW system now. Tommy Thompson, I know Tommy Thompson, is a four-term Republican governor. Republicans loved him. He had an engaging personality. Everybody loved him. He got reelected four times. It's hard to do, four times. And basically, he worked with Democrats. He was a moderate Republican. He was a Republican. He was conservative. But he had a head on his shoulders, and he wasn't mean, and he wasn't crooked. And so he got elected four times. Now he's taken on the Republican legislature, thank God. And it has to do with their interference with anti-COVID practices at UW. Remember, they're the ones that said you can't put in a mask order at UW in the classrooms unless we say so. And we'll put it on the agenda and we'll talk about it and get to it in April. Basically, that's what they did. Even if every other university in the country is doing it. It's us, and you can't even do anything on vaccines. Well, Thompson had said there's going to be a mask order, and he's also said that people have to be vaccinated, or if they don't, they have to be tested very frequently. And some universities, I don't know if he's done this yet, put in a testing fee. Costs on the test, $1,500 for the year. Incentivize people to just get vaccinated. So here's what he just said. He said, to the legislature, let us run the UW system. We answer to the Board of Regents and are responsible for the health of our students. Let us do our job. In other words, butt out. And if you're a Republican, you like these soothing words, remember Ronald Reagan saying butt out to the Russians. Now, here's the deal. This is not Matt Flynn saying this, a known Democrat on Devil Radio. This is not, say, a Tony Evers or somebody else. This is Tommy Thompson, who got reelected 4 times. The clowns in the Republican legislature couldn't get elected 1 time if they weren't gerrymandering. And their clown candidates for governor aren't going to get elected either. So Tommy Thompson is saying to him, let us run the UW system. We answer to the Board of Regents and are responsible for the health of our students. Let us do our job. Now, let's see if that has any effect. Right now, they are using this right-wing law firm funded by the Bradley Foundation and other groups to bring suit over this stuff. And they're going to try to get to the Supreme Court. And why do they say that they have the right to override local control on this or administrative control run by a Republican governor? They say it because of lame duck. Lame duck, back in 2016, Walker lost, and they spent several months before Evers was sworn in January, all of November and December, figuring out and scheming legislation, particular legislation that made Voss governor. Yeah, Luke, what's on your mind?
2018, right? Not 2016.
Oh, yeah, 2018. I beg your pardon. 2018, I misspoke. I'm too passionate about that.
No, I know.
I'm getting ticked off at this. The more I think about it.
Yeah, it's an upsetting.
Look, masks, vaccines.
I know.
What's the point?
We had the largest amount of new COVID-19 cases confirmed yesterday since like January as well. So the fact that they're trying to get rid of these rules is just insane, Matt.
It's absolutely insane, but the legal basis to a Republican Supreme Court is, well, Voss is governor, because you said that was okay under lame duck. Now, the counter to that is, hey, look, it's an emergency. And how about local control? You guys ever heard about it? Hey, I got news for you. I go way back. They never heard of it. It was all baloney right from the start. They did what they wanted, stole what they wanted, grabbed the money they wanted, and lied about local control. Okay? Am I hurting your feelings? No, I'm not hurting Luke's feelings. I may be hurting some people's feelings. That is the blessed truth. Now, when you have Tommy Thompson saying it, you know, this is coming from a guy who got elected 4 times. He's conservative. He's actually more conservative than a lot of these guys. These guys are servile. They're abjectly servile to their donors. That's all it is. They're afraid of being primaried. If any one of them gets up on his hind legs and says, no, I'm going to go for masks and vaccines and Tommy Thompson, they'll be primaried by an idiot who will get a lot of money and lie about him, and he'll lose his job. That's what's going on. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.